This week in the ring, we have ADHD versus autism, the epic battle. And in the red corner, we have ADHD representing chaos, not knowing what day it is and feeling burnt out and overwhelmed. And in the blue corner, we have
the autistic person representing logic.
You're not going to do the voice, no?
No.
This is the Late Bloomers podcast, where we are getting our lives together.
Eventually. And brought to you by our amazing sponsor, Loop Earplugs. That was a very energetic start, babe. Are you ready for this battle?
From me it was.
Yeah, I meant from you.
So listen, we're trying ADHD versus autism work edition. And if it works...
See what you've done there.
Yeah, let us know in comments because we might do some other editions.
Or just share it and then loads of people will watch it and then we'll keep doing it.
Big battle.
Right, so how's this going to work? I've got 10 things that I'm going to give an example of.
All to do with work.
You're gonna answer how you would approach these 10 things.
Yeah.
And then I will... answer. Is there like a winner of each round, or like are we letting people do, like how I need specifics?
Max, you will be choosing a winner, so at the end of each question I'll look to you. By the way, Max is our wonderful videographer and podcast editor that's been with us from day one.
I don't think that works because he's got ADHD. I feel like,
no, he's not, don't judge him. He's not,
like, you need to be impartial, right? So ready.
Round one.
You have a deadline in 2 weeks. When do you start the work?
4 weeks.
Right. Well, that's ridiculous. So what, you wouldn't even start into... No, I don't feel like that's accurate either. I feel like you would start it 5 hours before the due time.
So I get to answer my own questions. Okay. And you get to answer yours. Those are the rules.
Right.
This is my thing. Very recently, I had a deadline to deliver something. That deadline was 2 weeks ago. A very important deadline to do with a very important piece of work. I still haven't done it.
All right, fair. Okay, well, I wouldn't miss the deadline. On the very rare occasion that I've missed deadlines, it makes me physically uncomfortable. Because if I say I'm going to do it, it like gets done. Now, what I'm not saying, I wouldn't start on day one if it's due in 2 weeks. That's not me. I would ascertain how much time it would take and then give myself that appropriate amount of time in the diary to do it within that 2 week period.
Max, you're going to have to shout, but who's the winner?
What are we basing the winner off?
Just vibes.
Right, 1-0 autistic. Boom. What? Okay. Number two.
No.
What?
Round two.
Okay, you can do the round intros. A meeting gets moved last minute. How do you react?
I'm immediately so happy and I will go and get into bed and start doom scrolling. Like, there is nothing better than a cancelled, oh my God, it's so dreamy, than a cancelled meeting. It's just instant vibes gifted back to you.
Did you write these questions?
Yes.
That's not specific enough for me because I need to know what the meeting's about. Like, if it's a non-value-adding meeting, I would be fine. I probably wouldn't even bother reschedule. If it's something that needs to happen to progress something that matters to me, I'd be like, well, why is it cancelled? Because it's been in the diary. It needs to be a good reason. And when is the nearest possible time we can get it back in? But so that, yeah, that's difficult to answer.
You sound like a barrel of laughs. Max?
Yeah, based off that answer, it's got to be Euro. So it's boring.
Okay, 1-1 because I'm boring. Apparently.
1-1. Oh my God, guys, it's getting tense. Round three.
You're in a boring meeting. What happens?
I really try and like hold it in and I'm like, focus, watch. But then I'll start yawning
like, and I can't hold that in. It's like involuntary yawning and I'm like trying to hold it in and I'll just zone out. By the way, am I on Zoom or in real life? Because in my head, I'm on Zoom.
I don't know.
So I'm on Zoom and I'll just like try and wrap it up really quickly. And like, if I could turn my camera off and like walk away, then I would.
Okay. Again, I'm going to give two answers because it depends. So it depends whether it's objectively boring or I'm finding it boring. So like some things that you find boring, I'm like, I'm interested in this. But should we say I find it boring?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if I find it boring, then I would say, this is boring. I don't want to talk about this anymore. Yes, I would.
Actually,
and do.
Actually, you have. I've been on those meetings.
and if it's boring, it's if it's important but has to be done, I'll be like, this is boring. Can we rattle through this?
I've actually got a real life example where we've both been on a boring meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're on our dubby calls,
yeah,
if it's like really creative and we're dreaming of all the new things we're going to build, you're like, this is really boring now, just in creative land. So you do say it. But when you guys are talking about all like the businessy stats and stuff, I just walk off.
You
just
do.
Like, hey guys, I just walk off and drink tea. I don't even be on the meeting.
Yeah, so.
I don't think either of you can win that. I think okay. It has to be a draw.
It's a tie.
Still 1-1. Round.
You are giving.
No, wait, what number is it?
4.
Round 4.
You are given vague instructions. What do you do?
Just vibe it out. Like, sort of try my best to go in the general direction, have confidence in my own ability to just walk head into it. I know what they want. Get it done. Just like, use your noggin, use your brain. Yeah.
No, that doesn't work for me. They need to be specific. If they're vague, I would seek specifics that I need to know to do what they want me to do. If they're unable to give me the specifics, I'm not doing it. What? Why are you laughing?
Because you sound so funny.
Funny? So just funny?
So, you sound so serious. It's like it's making me... And I guess actually like maybe that was quite vague. It's like someone gives you vague instructions and my question is quite vague. So I do apologise.
You've got a vague question to a vague, do you know what I mean? It's just shrouded in vagueness.
So you would seek crystal clear clarity. And
bullet points. I need bullet points.
And if they couldn't give it, you wouldn't do the task.
No. Well, I can't do it then.
What did you think about my answer? Just vibe into it and give it a go.
Well, it could be a complete waste of time. If you give them something that your vibe is different to their vibe, what the hell? Vibe shouldn't even be a word in the workplace. Unless it's vibe. That's what you do on a beach or at a pool. Not at work.
Max.
Yeah, that's a rich win.
That's 2-1 me.
What?
Boom. Wait. The autism's strong, you know. Don't underestimate it.
What number is it?
It's not always sexy, but it's strong. That was 4. It's number 5 next.
Round 5.
Someone starts a Zoom call with small talk. What do you do?
Like.
Right, wait. Before any of us answer, we both hate small talk, right?
Yes.
Let's just put that there.
Smile. Engage. Chat. Try and ask the right questions, like try and do eye contact through a screen, which is very strange. Probably then end up accidentally oversharing to like fill the space and do my own small talk. So it would be like, oh yeah, I'm glad you had a good weekend. Guess what? I'm actually wearing pajama bottoms and no pants because I jumped on this call late. Oh, sorry. And then I would sort of be overthinking and anxious, but I would have made everyone laugh. I would have disarmed whoever it was. So in a way, I would have entered the small talk and actually made it fun and engaging by accidentally oversharing.
Cool. You know this, what I'm about to say, to be true because it happens every week. Like, I don't do small talk. I would say, can we just get on with the meeting, please? Because there's a few reasons for it. 1, I don't like it. 2, I'm not really interested. And 3, if we were going to have small talk. Let's ring each other outside the meeting, which, by the way, never happens. So you're forcing something that you don't want to do naturally into a meeting environment because everyone is the thing to do. It's ridiculous.
Max?
That's it. Rocks win.
Rocks.
Two all.
Oh my God. It's, guys, it's two all. This is like to the actual wire. Before we get into the second half, just going to take a little break
to hear from our sponsors.
The Late Bloomers podcast is sponsored by the amazing Loop earplugs, something that me and Rich wear
all the time, every day.
Every day, and definitely whenever we leave the house. We actually have our own website with Loop earplugs that have got our favourite products, and you guys get 20% off all of those. And exciting news, we've just added some more products. So we had already the Quiet, the Engage, and the Experience, and we've now added the Kids Loops, the Young People Loop earplugs, which are amazing because they come in awesome colours. This is like the watermelon red with green, and it's just so cute. So if you've got kiddies, you can now get 20% off Loop earplugs.
She says younger people. She's 41 and she wears them because she has incredibly small ears. So
I do wear the kiddie ones. Oh, I love the colours and I've got small ears. So yeah, small ear brigade. These are for you too. Right, and we're back into it with round six.
You make a mistake at work. What do you do?
Fall into a pit of despair, shame, self-hatred, embarrassment, not know how I'm ever going to face the people I work with again, and will probably just overthink it and like beat myself up for many, many, many days.
Why? Why do you do that? That sounds rough.
It is rough because I think there's part of me that has to achieve and be seen as like good, or else feel like I'm not worth very much.
Wow. This is okay. This is bring the tone down. Jeez.
This is meant to be a game. Why is it getting heavy?
Right. Two things. One, I'm going to sound like a douche. Don't often make mistakes.
Oh, I feel sick. I actually,
but wait, I
feel
I do-
sick. You, no, don't giggle. You don't make.
I don't often. I do make mistakes, but not very often. I'm accurate.
Hmm. No.
But what?
You're accurate when it comes to numbers.
Yeah.
Have you read one of your emails? Littered. Like littered with spelling errors.
That doesn't
grammar.
Matter. That's irrelevant.
That's a mistake.
Right, no. I don't, in the context of this question, it's not. Because you wouldn't go into a shame spiral if you spelt a word wrong on an email. No one gives a sh.
I wouldn't spell a word wrong on an email.
Now you sound arrogant. Anyway, for the context of this question, you're talking about I've messed up, a presentation's wrong or whatever, and it's impacted someone else, right? I would just be like, sorry, my bad.
We've turned up at Meta to give a talk about ADHD, which we did recently, right?
Yeah.
And you haven't got the presentation with you. Oh. Oh.
Well, I'd be just be like, sorry, I haven't got the presentation.
Then what?
Is it depend on whether we could do the talk or not? Could we, if we got it, can we do it without?
Making me panic, just
thinking
about it.
What's the worst? I can never see any of these people again. Definitely not if you forget the presentation. So it doesn't matter.
You're never getting booked for that job again. Well, yeah. Okay. Makes sense. Max?
That's a rocks win. I'm on your team there.
3-2. You enjoy your pit of shame that you sit in. Enjoy the win. It was worth it.
Round seven.
You feel yourself burning out. How do you handle it? And bearing in mind, I'm calling you out on BS if it's anything other than accurate, this answer.
So, I would say I'm feeling really tired at the moment, but don't worry. I'm definitely not burning out. I would convince myself of that fact, and then I would continue doubling down and pushing through. It would start affecting my sleep. I'd start feeling anxious. I'd start losing like all joy in the world until eventually I would actually have like a full burnout and my body would force me to then have to take some time off.
Okay. I've got a funny answer for this.
You don't, babe, if you've got something funny, don't say, I've got something funny. Just do the joke because, do you know what I mean?
No.
Go on then.
So the reason it's funny is because it's really real and it happened a couple of years ago when we moved into this house. But I'll start by saying I would very rarely get to the point of feeling burning out because I've got good boundaries with people.
You don't make mistakes. You've got great boundaries.
No, listen, don't attack me. I say no to people if I don't want to do it or I'm busy. So I don't often get to the stage where I'm burnt out.
Fair enough.
The time that I nearly got to a burnout was when we were moving house. And the reason that was, it was sort of out of my control because you like have to do loads of stuff when you're moving house. I love you, but that's not, do you know what I mean? If I was going to name a strength of yours, it wouldn't be the logistics of something like moving house and sort and arranging all of that.
I did do all the shades of white on the wall and picked all the like colours and the vibes.
You did, yeah, but you dropped paint on the floor and then burst into tears. So there was an emotional burden of trying to make sure you were okay. the first time we walked into the house.
What did I do?
You did a sample, you dropped a spot of paint on the floor, which was like no drama. It was just wiped up and you just started bursting into tears because you were like, this is my first house and I've ruined it already.
Making a mistake.
Yeah. Anyway. So what I did was I was feeling really stressed out on the verge of like, I couldn't handle it anymore. So I announced in the car with you and Seer, I was like, people are asking too much of me. Please do not submit any requests for anything. You're asking too much and I can't handle it at the moment.
You put the shutters down.
Yeah, like, leave me alone. I cannot function in the way that you're used to me functioning. So look after yourselves. Do you remember?
I do remember.
Told you it was funny. You were laughing.
Was it funny? Was I? Right. I still don't think like I've got the funniest answer ever. Are you ready? Let me tell you why it's funny.
Autistic people would get it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh then.
Mm.
If it's a tizzy. Do you know what that means?
No.
Can you guess?
It's made up.
A tizzy sizzy.
What?
An autism symptom, but like in a sort of light.
Did you just make that up?
I did, yeah.
That's good. I like it.
Tizzy sizzy.
Right.
I forgot what number.
You were just about to say, I remember it happening. Me announcing.
What happened? Oh, yeah. I remember you announcing, but I remember being really proud of you because even though you were struggling, you historically haven't been very good at letting people know when you're feeling emotions. And I knew it would have been really difficult to say. So I was just like, yes. Like I obviously felt bad that I'd impacted you. And both me and Sia was like, right, come on, we need to like adult now. Obviously, Sia was a teenager and I was an adult. Read into that what you will.
My partner and my kid getting together and decided they need to adult. Love
but
it.
But I was so proud of you because you, yeah, the shutters came down. What number? Oh no. Oh my God, the winner. Why is my memory so bad?
That's a rich win, has to be. It's a hilarious story.
Thanks, Max. Appreciate it. Why is your memory so terrible?
What?
ADHD, that's what you just asked, babe. ADHD, I think. Your working memory is quite bad.
What number are we on?
Hey, Jesus Christ. Sorry, listeners. Good God.
I don't know why.
What?
But the ADHD versus autism games, seems to be piquing my ADHD. I feel because I'm on team ADHD, it's like I've been let loose in the ring.
Eight. Eight. Christ's sake.
Round eight.
Your job involves working from home. How do you feel?
So I love it. But whoever I'm working for, like I'd be at home. I don't know if I'd be working from home. Like if I'm working from home, I'm kind of like just.
Well, that's, so you love skiving from home. It's what you're saying.
So you went away recently for 4 days.
Yeah.
And I had loads of work to do and we'd like made a plan of what I was going to do. And it's, you know, you won't be here. The kids aren't here. So I've got like 4 focus days to really get on with work. And I didn't do anything. I just kind of like went from bedroom to sofa to bath.
Well, that's a lie. What you actually did was productive procrastination. The house was lovely. You done loads of washing, loads of housework. Walk the dog twice a day.
It's the first time in my life I've ever cooked a meal for myself every day, tidied up after myself every day, and walked the doggy myself 2 times a day.
And that was all to avoid the work that you had to do.
Like, it's so amazing how motivating avoiding urgent, serious work is. It can get me cleaning. Wow.
Yeah.
So I love working. I love being at home.
So I also love being at home. Slightly different to you because I work when I'm at home. I love a bit of admin. I don't really like people. So me and my laptop might even YouTube people playing Call of Duty in the background whilst I'm on my laptop. That's an absolute dream for me. Living with an ADHD partner though can sometimes be challenging it just through the lens of wanting to get on with work because you'll be like, Bubby, I'm bored. What should we do?
Should we go out for dinner? Should we go to a water park? Should we go to HomeSense? Do you want to go to Marks and Spencer's? Should we go and get a coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, I would love a coffee.
Oh, you can have one after. Max?
I can't pick a winner on that. Can we rock, paper, scissors or something? I like both of them.
Well, it's just got all at a tie then.
No, I want to rock, paper, scissors.
That's not... You can't win by rock, paper, scissors. We might as well just add a rock, paper, scissors competition.
Okay. Can we do a rock, paper, scissors, but it doesn't count?
Fine.
Are we calling on...
On 1, 3, 2, 1.
Is it... Meh. Okay. Sorry.
3, 2, 1 would have done.
Sorry. So it's 3, 2... Call it is what we're saying.
Yeah.
Right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go.
One, two, three.
Boom. Oh, no.
No. Rock beats scissors.
No, you don't understand what's just happened. Smashed your scissors. You don't understand what's just happened.
Did you try and do paper and do scissors by accident?
Yeah. Do you know why? Because I seen you when you went do this. You gave away your subconscious that you were going to vote rock. So I was like, cool.
Wait, why? Rock. Why did I?
Because you went, we go, You made a fist.
Yeah, but everyone makes a fist to start with.
No. It was when you were doing the countdown. But
right,
viewers,
anyway, it doesn't count.
Viewers on YouTube and Spotify will see. Anyway, so then I was like, he's doing a rock. Cool. I need to beat rock. What's beat rock? To paper. And I went, scissors. What's the scores?
Oh my God, what has happened to this podcast? Honestly.
It's normally quite...
Jesus.
It's normally quite pro, isn't it? What,
9.
What
thank
are the
God.
Scores?
I don't know. We're tying, I think.
Are we?
Max doesn't remember.
I lost track of it.
There's been 2 ties and we've had 8. Yeah, 3 all.
Right, okay. Round number 9.
You receive an email asking for a quick chat. How do you respond?
Instant panic, anxiety. My first thought would be, I think I'm going to get fired. I'm going to be let go. I would then try and look back through the last couple of weeks. What have I said, done, missed? Who could have I upset without knowing? I've forgotten something, check my calendar. Like, I would just instantly go on the hunt for the reason why I was about to be fired. And I would like desperately want to just say, just tell me now. But I wouldn't do that because I'd be trying to be professional. So I'd be like, sure, when would you like to chat? And then whenever that was today, tomorrow, Monday, I would just like be living in limbo, just caught between my own overthinking and a future that I really think is going to be quite difficult to experience.
Okay, I would respond by saying, no problem, I'm free at 10, 12 or 2. And then book the first thing.
No.
Worry. Do you think like that now? Because who in the world would have the power to make you feel like that anyway? You don't have a boss.
I was like imagining myself in working boss. For a sort of tyrannical boss. I was in the fantasy. Right. But who would make me feel like that? Like anyone.
That's crazy.
Anyone that we work with. If someone on the app team can have a call with you, Rox, or music managers, or it's just immediate. I project onto neutral, very negative things, and I should probably talk to someone about that. In fact, I am. So well done, me.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, Rox. Team Rox on that one.
Team Rox coming in at
4-3. Can I just call something out right now? Right? This is all my fears have come true.
What?
Because in what world, objectively, forget you and Matt, what world objectively is it the best answer to say I'm going to worry and fall into a pit of doom rather than just book the call in?
You said the winner was based on vibes, and I've gone on a vibe there.
Yours is the best vibe. Fine. That is ridiculous.
You've
got the same neurodivergence, that's why.
Argue with.
If Max was autistic over there, if it was Beth, someone else on our team, you'd be like Rich all the way.
Don't look for excuses because you're losing the game.
Right.
We are coming to the end of our epic battle between ADHD and autism. ADHD in the clear lead, taking a last minute victory as we head into round 10.
I would like to apologise to all of our listeners that usually get something from these podcasts.
If this is the first one you've listened to,
oh God, can you imagine?
I would like to say hello. If you've made it this far, well done. You're a very, very patient person. We've got wonderful episodes on what it's like to be late diagnosed and how to get out of debt, how to break through and set boundaries.
So before you block us on all of the social media platforms that you are logged into, maybe listen to another episode first. Right. How do you plan career progression?
What?
What bit? What? Did you not hear? Or genuine? Or
like, I don't. Okay. I sort of just, how my career progresses is I'm vibing. I'm like... I'm like, no, don't.
Just vibes-based progression.
Like, no. Am I enjoying it? Am I loving it? Am I still getting the happiness and the enjoyment from it? Like, I don't view it as like level 1, level 2, level 3, all the way up to level 100. I'm just like, am I having a good time or not? And the minute that I get bored of something, I just start something else. And then when I get bored of that, I start something else. So,
I've
got the perfect explanation. Are you ready? Lots of people think about careers progressing upwards, like an upwards ladder. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do understand the concept of a ladder, yeah.
No, but it's like a horizontal line going upwards.
Like a ladder?
A vertical line, a ladder. My career progression is sideways, okay? So I expand out from where I am in a horizontal line.
What about money, though?
What do you mean, what about money?
Well, like, if you don't go up, but usually the money goes up if it's vertical. Horizontal, it sort of stays flat.
Well, you lose money, really, because you're invest yeah, in the next
not,
project.
That's not the vibe anyway. The career is
so,
just...
when we met...
Yeah.
I was in quite a lot of debt.
Yeah, okay.
With a terrible credit rating. So I was progressing in my multiple careers and having fun and being creative. But no, I probably wasn't thinking about money. I was thinking about whether I was like enjoying myself. Like for me, being creative is what drives me. I have to feel like I'm being creative. I have to feel like I'm using my ideas, seeing it come to life. I love building things like podcasts or writing books or apps. And when I struggle with the routine, then I build something new. So progression is all about adding little bubbles and just...
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine's fairly simple and straightforward. So
That's really surprising.
I'll talk about when I... Less of that. No attacking needed. I talk about when I was at the bank. I started when I was 16. I didn't earn as much money as I wanted to, but I was 16, so I sort of accepted it. Figured out how much money I actually wanted to earn, and then looked at how high in the company I needed to get to earn that amount of money, and then was just better than everyone else at doing my job until I got promoted. But you're looking at that like it's an arrogant thing to say. I was promoted to a personal banker, the people that sit on the desk and sell stuff. I was promoted to that. I was the youngest in the country. In fact, I was promoted to it and I had to wait until my 18th birthday before I could actually do the job because I was selling insurances and stuff. So I'd passed the interview, I'd got the job, but I couldn't start for a few months. 19, I was a manager, the youngest manager in the country. And then by the time I was 22, 23... I was managing flagship branches.
So you were a classic ladder. Yeah. Same company, 20 years, climbing a rung. I am a classic...
deck chair.
Hopscotch.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's good. I like that.
Both get you somewhere.
They certainly get you somewhere.
One is more fun. Max.
You're looking for the win here. That's, what was that? That was so manipulative.
I wanted to end it on like a really good point.
Well, it's hard because...
Right, before you answer, I know you've been through this whole like money thing really recently. So you need to be authentic with this answer. You need to be able to live with yourself, Max.
No, being authentic when Max is highly creative might mean... he identifies more as a hopscotch person than a ladder person.
This is really difficult. I think I'm going to give it to Rich. I think if you look at the whole country, if you look at everyone, the world, I think most people...
It was vibes-based. You're saying one single wooden ladder is better than a pink, blue, chalked hopscotch.
You haven't even lost. It's a tie.
I think we should end it on one final...
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors. And this is, but this count, this is for the win.
Okay. Yeah.
You won't do the same thing again. I know. So this is for, we're going to go, show your thing.
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, you won.
Oh my God. Sorry for the listeners on the audio.
So what happened was, let me break it down for you. We both went scissors first. I changed to paper, Rox changed to scissors. Oh, no, stayed at scissors, so she won, yeah.
So ADHD snipping their way in to win.
That is the definition of winning a competition by vibes rather than accuracy.
So this has been our first episode of ADHD versus autism. I imagine you guys probably hated it, so it'll also be the last. But thank you so much for showing up for the epic battle between two neurotypes when we have figured out that ADHD is the true champion. Don't worry about liking it. Don't worry about subscribing. Just don't leave a negative review.
No, what we'll do, I'll put a comment in the comments. Oh my God, where else put a comment? And then people can vote yes or no. And whoever wins is whether it lives or dies. The format of the episode.
Right. I think it's probably time to say goodbye, mate.
I don't know. Let them decide.
See you next week.
See you later.